USA Radio News.
Crews in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires as hurricane-force winds cover much of the state. Now, the good news is the wind should start dying down in Northern California later on this afternoon. But for the rest of the state, it's supposed to stay windy at least through Wednesday. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Scott Galbraith has an update on everyone that's helping everyone out in California.
The state, under state-to-state mutual aid, has requested assistance from the surrounding states. We have 189 engines coming in to give us a hand. Most of them are here now, with 55 additional engines on top of that coming from the state of Texas.
Stan Lee, the comic book mastermind behind superheroes such as Spider-Man, has died today at the age of 95 years old. Votes are continuing to be counted today in Florida, Georgia, and Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it continues to investigate an incident last week involving an air traffic controller in Las Vegas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The FAA is making changes to its overnight staffing policies, requiring two controllers to be in the tower during busy hours after the incident at Nevada's McCarran International last Wednesday, when an air traffic controller became, as they describe it, incapacitated while on duty. It involved her speech being slurred and unintelligible to many pilots.
Fairwinds 1069, you're concerned about what?
I'm sorry, say again, sir, 1069.
Fairwinds 1069, stand by.
No safety incidents were reported, and a second controller came back from break ahead of schedule to take over. The FAA not saying how the controller was incapacitated, but they say she was taken to a hospital for a checkup and was put on administrative leave.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bubba Wallace is the driver of the number 43 car for Richard Petty Motorsports. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bubba before Sunday's race, and one of the things I asked him was, Richard Petty Motorsports has teamed with the Air Force now for 10 years. Ask him what it means to have the Air Force paint scheme on his car this Veterans Day weekend.
It means a lot. I mean, I'm thankful for the opportunity, one, to be driving for the King, and two, to be representing the Air Force colors and the brand. So I'm excited about that. We can get to a lot of cool things and see a different side of the world that you wouldn't typically see, and see the backgrounds of what goes into the military and how they keep us safe and allow our freedom. So super exciting partnership. I've been loving every second of it. One of the best base games here today.
Speaking of exciting experience, you recently went down to Shaw Air Force Base and did some flight training with 77th Fighter Squadron. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I was able to do the Thunderbirds last year. And anytime you get to go up in a fighter jet is second to none. It's unreal of how the cool factor is. I mean, just being able to go from, I don't know how fast we're going, but the acceleration, just the G-forces, we pulled 9-7, I believe. Didn't pass out, didn't throw up. Definitely looking forward to the next adventure that we got planned.
From ISM Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.